It's time now for our Johnson Brock Coaches Show with the Eagles head coach Brett Davis, brought to you by Farmers Bank of Cook, Carson National Bank of Auburn, Brinkman Brothers of Tecumseh, and by Johnson County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh. And Coach, last week, I guess, probably not the biggest test for you, a 72-0 final homecoming victory, I guess, maybe one of those games, I don't know, that you just get out of the way. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, you know, it was. It came at a good time for us. We were coming off a bye week in which we had some time to work on some things and clean up some things fundamentally, you know, from our first week's game. So, you know, we were glad to get back and play again. You know, Concordia definitely had our full attention. You know, they were coming off a big win that they got in their first game of the season. They came in with a good size up front. You know, they did some different things offensively than things that we typically see. So, you know, they definitely had our full attention. You know, we had a couple good weeks of preparation, you know, and it showed on Friday night in the way that we were able to come out early, kind of take control of the game and really kind of do what we wanted to do on the field.
I see. You pretty much had your way into defensively, minus 14 yards defensively. I don't know, have you ever given up a negative yardage in a game?
Yeah, you know, we have, you know, not that often. We've had some pretty good defenses over the past few years, you know, and they really do a good job, you know, and that was probably the most encouraging thing for us. We knew after our first game that we needed to get better on defense. We needed to tackle better and play with better techniques. So we spent a lot of time trying to improve in those areas, and we were very pleased to see the defensive effort that we got. Yeah, the guys tackled well. You know, they played with better technique. You know, we can still get better, and there's things that we need to clean up on, but it was definitely a better performance for us.
And offensively, I guess when you put up 72 points, I guess it doesn't really matter who you play against. It's pretty impressive numbers there.
Yeah, you know, and I guess the most encouraging thing was, you know, whoever we had on the field, you know, when some of our young guys got in, they did a great job moving the ball as well. We were able to get two defensive scores. We had an interception return for a touchdown and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So, you know, our offense scored, our defense scored. We did some nice things with special teams. So, you know, I mean, overall, it was a pretty well-rounded game.
And again, as you mentioned, nice to get back on the field and to get that first win of the season.
Yeah, that was nice. You know, open up with Pawnee. You know, Pawnee's got a great team, and they're going to win a lot of football games, you know. So, you know, we talked with the guys a lot about, you know, making sure that we use that game as a opportunity for us to get better. You know, we want to see how much we improve between the first and second games. And like I said, we did. We got quite a bit better. You know, even, you know, Concordia's not a great football team, you know, but still, you know, they've already got a win in the book. You know, they're 1-1. So, you know, it's something that we don't want to, you know, we want to continue to get better, not feel too satisfied with what we did, because we've got some good teams coming down the road.
All right, and on the road this week at Omaha Christian, and we'll be back more with Johnson Brock head coach Brett Davis right after this. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Eagles head coach Brett Davis, and coach on the road this week, Omaha Christian Academy coming up this week. And tell us a little bit about what you know about Omaha Christian Academy this week.
Well, Omaha Christian, they're coming in at 0-2, you know, but the two teams that they've lost to, they lost to Bancroft Rosalie, who's traditionally one of the powerhouses in eight-man football, and they got beat by a good Freeman team last week, so that they've played a couple pretty good teams. You know, they're going to be athletic. They, you know, their backfield, they've got, you know, some really big running backs and physical running backs. You know, and defensively, they always play pretty sound defense. So there's going to be some challenges and things that we're going to have to work on. Concordia, we played a great game, but we're going to have to play better than that because Omaha Christian Academy is going to be quite a bit better than Concordia was.
Okay, and you mentioned that they have some pretty good size running backs, which that's maybe kind of one of the X factors going maybe into the game.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a north-south running game. They'd really like to, you know, to get up in the hole and lower their shoulder and you know, play pretty aggressively, and that's something, you know, we're not a real big defense and a real big team, so, you know, we're going to really harp on the guys about playing with good pad level and making sure we're tackling low and not up high, because if we play with poor technique against Omaha Christian, you know, they can spring some big plays.
Did that 2 weeks off or that week off help you maybe just to get your feet back under you after the opening week against Pawnee?
Yeah, it did. You know, it did. It allowed us to, you know, really work on some fundamentals. you know, and sometimes it's nice when you just slow down and work on some of the little things, you know, because like we always say, the little things are the things that make the big differences. So, you know, it really allowed us to, you know, improve our offense and defense. It came at a good time.
Okay, and any injuries coming in this week?
No, you know, we're healthy right now, you know, which, you know, coming off the Pawnee game, you know, we had a couple guys, you know, that were banged up a little bit, but, you know, they're against Concordia, they played really well, you know, and they're healthy right now. So, that's encouraging, getting ready to go up to Omaha Christian.
All right, and good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Johnson Brock Eagles head coach Brett Davis joining us in our Johnson Brock Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Farmers Bank of Cook, Carson National Bank of Auburn, Brinkman Brothers of Tecumseh, and by Johnson County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh. With the Johnson Brock Coaches Show this week, I'm Matthew Leaf.